Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
What's up, everybody? Happy Thursday. Junkies back with you on 106.7 The Fan. We are live on NBC Sports Washington on the TV side, as always, presented by Crop Metcalf. They are the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber, just visit cropmetcalf.com to join their team. We thank you for tuning in this Thursday morning, February 25th, 2021. I'm John Paul Flame, joined by Eric Bickle.
Morning.
Good morning. Johnny Cakes Auville.
I like the JP as a case of Bullets fever. That's good to see.
Wearing my Wizards shirt. And Jason Bishop.
John Paul, welcome back. How was your day off? John Paul Flame.
It was very busy. Very, 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 very busy.
Well, good.
I woke up early and was scrambling until the moment the guy taking pictures at the house left, and I was hooking up room by room as he was here.
What was the reason for the day off? I didn't even know.
The guy, they house take pictures stuff for the house, which is going to go up for sale here in the next day or two. And so I moved about 20 boxes out. I went to the dump. I went to Goodwill.
Oh, yeah. Gotcha.
I was scrambling.
A lot of stuff. Yeah, I had a bunch of stuff here at the house, too, the last couple of days. I got to thank the good people at Darvish Interiors. They put the wood floors in the basement.
Does it look silly?
Looks great.
Yeah.
Moved all the furniture back in, so the basement is almost set. Still got some other stuff we got to do. And then I had Looney's Tile come over and clean the kitchen tile grout. And let me tell you something. It looks like a brand new kitchen.
Right.
It's unbelievable.
The grout was so dirty.
Oh, it was so dirty. I mean, it literally looks like a new floor. Mm-hmm. And all they
actually
did.
I actually did a little cleaning on our back deck. Well, we have two decks. We have one on the second floor and we have one on the fourth floor. The fourth floor one, we built what should be a loft into Kelsey's bedroom. And so Kelsey's bedroom has a fireplace and this loft.
Fancy.
And it was so filthy. Now, it's been snowing and you've had freezing rain, but the amount of dirt, because they're doing construction here. They have really for 5 years. There's been construction. So dirt flies around and dust flies around. And I have never, not once, cleaned the ledge. I have never once cleaned any of it.
Well,
it
why would
so
you think
dirty
to ever clean that unless you're moving and leaving? You wouldn't. Yeah. You wouldn't think to clean that.
So I just took a towel and I threw away the towel afterwards. It was so dirty.
Gross.
I took a wet towel and just went all the way around the loft and balcony, and it was so filthy.
Valdez, I was so bitter yesterday because, you know, these people come in and they clean, right, and look great. And then my neighbor wanted to come see it, and she's got a dog. You know, it's a small dog, but she had just finished walking the dog. You know, the whole neighborhood's still wet. And so they come in through my garage, and my wife lets them in, and the dog, they don't dry the paws. They don't wipe off the dog's paws. The dog is prancing all over the kitchen, getting smudge marks and dirt marks and paw marks. I looked at my wife like, I was just so bitter.
Watched it.
And I said, are the dog's paws clean? I had to say it. I had to make it awkward.
Well, clearly not.
Oh, she goes, oh, I'm sorry. So she picked the dog up, and of course I had to take the towel, and I had to wipe all the paws off, and just I had to clean the kitchen floor for a second time, and they just mopped it.
Your floor looked like a bunch of Clemson helmets.
So is that
paw
a move?
Marks everywhere.
Is that a move that you typically do? So if you let the dog,
you always
got to
wipe
backyard,
the paws when it's raining out.
I wipe my dog's paws after every walk.
Oh my god.
Well, do you want dirty floors? I don't.
That's insanity. But
yeah. Hold on. You're telling me you don't dry your or wipe off your dog's paws after walks?
Only if it's raining.
Well, we have like a little rug in our mudroom. I say, stand over here.
Stand over here.
Yeah.
It doesn't get all. It's not 100% clean.
No, I don't care that much.
Are you one of those households that make people take their shoes off, Jason?
It's trending that way.
We've talked about this 45 times.
That's horrible.
I mean, I don't make them, but I mean,
you encourage it. You strongly encourage it.
Shoes in the right by the door.
Yeah,
there's pressure. Listen,
well, look,
Jason walks around with a little vacuum. I mean, he likes to have it clean.
If it's wet out, if it's snowing, if it's raining, I'll put a towel. And I have people come through the front door. I'll put a towel right there. That's kind of a signal.
You would have thought that he grew up in, like, Rick Schroeder's house from Silver Spoons as a kid.
Yeah, I didn't. Like I grew up in a poo-poo. But now that I own my own home, I'm a neat freak. I'm a big-time neat freak, especially when it comes to dogs.
Yeah. We call that anal.
Yeah, you can do that. I mean, we're all anal about something.
Yeah, that's true.
I like to keep the house clean, but I also like to keep my shoes on. I don't know. I remember we had one friend that we used to go to his house, and he lived in Japan for years, and it said, this is a Japanese household. Like, there was a sign, please take your shoes off.
Yeah.
And I grew up in a Puerto Rican Italian household. We didn't take our shoes off.
No.
Well, you didn't
I'm a shoes
off.
On in the house guy. I've now gravitated. I have now a pair of solely indoor shoes.
What?
Yeah, because I'm old. I'm like Mr. Rogers. I only wear them inside
Rogers
the house.
Shoes? Yeah.
So they're like slippers.
They're slip-ons, but they're not like slippers. They're like an athletic version of slippers from my man Chris Farley.
All right, well, that's different because so you never go outside with those.
Very rarely. I try not to.
All right, that's a little different.
Maybe I've taken the trash down to the curb in them, but that's about the extent of it.
The only guy
what an
I
oxymoron,
know.
Athletic slippers.
I know, right? The only guy I know that could compete with Lurch. And I'm not. I think Lurch even is a little more relaxed than this. Is Squirrel, who in his house a few years ago, wouldn't have the guys over for poker because he didn't want the table legs to put impressions on the carpet.
Right.
And he didn't want. He just didn't want to put the table down in the basement and to have all the chairs down there.
Yeah.
And then it would, you know, put little impressions into the carpet.
Well,
with, you know,
I mean, fellas, I want to kick it. I want to see flops, but it's gonna mess up my carpet.
I guarantee you, I don't know if he has a dog or not, but if he does, he would wipe his dog's paws after every walk.
You go into his house, it's like yours, and probably like JP's to an extent, where it's like you're going into a model home every time. I mean, every time. It's
well,
like
look, I just spent $1,100 on cleaning the kitchen tile, and then this dog starts prancing through it, dirtying up.
Yeah, I mean, it hasn't even been clean for 6 hours.
I understand that.
It was,
but
it
I've
was
never
clean,
seen
it
that
It was clean
before.
For about 40 minutes.
No, never seen anybody I totally wipe understand it, Jason, paws. Because we've had walls here painted in the staircases, and Isabella like wants to put her hands on the wall. Like, no, don't do it.
Right, same
it just as freshly painted.
Same thing.
Yeah, 6 months down the road, wouldn't care. Well, I won't live here, so I definitely won't care.
When's the house go on the market?
Either probably today or tomorrow.
And then the way the market is, you'll probably have 10 offers. Right, like
immediately. Right, I mean, we'll see. The difference
each other
is,
up
I live
for
in
that
this
house.
I live in this new urban neighborhood where they're building brand new townhouses just down the street. So there's a huge supply here.
Yeah, it doesn't seem to matter. People get size. It's a great time to sell. So yeah, good. That'll be exciting.
So that's what I was doing yesterday. Yeah, and I barely made it because I procrastinated. And I mean, it's a pain in the neck to pack boxes. So I got about 20 moved. The cool thing is, I know the guy who lived in the house where we're moving, and he said I could move the boxes over there in the meantime to kind of hook my house. So it's only a mile away, so I was driving back and forth. But you also just realize, even for me being a minimalist, how much crap you just pile up that you just don't need.
Right. Well, you know, my sister, she has taken the reins of best child in my family.
I saw her on Tuesday. She's clearing out your mom's house.
She'd been there like religiously since the start of the new year. It was her resolution this year to help mom, because my mom just has a hard time getting rid of stuff. And she's been over there, I mean, it seems like 2-3 times a week.
Yep.
And they go through hardcore. I get text messages all the time. Do you want this? Do you want this old, massager? Do you want this old chair? Do you want this picture? and she's doing an incredible job. I mean, the kind of thing where one thing we always joke about, now we're very morbid in my family, but is if my, you know, when mom ever passes, hopefully in 100 years, then going through that house is going to be a nightmare. I mean, a legit nightmare.
Just cleaning everything out? There's probably so much stuff in there.
My mom there's told stuff me that everywhere.
Carissa's been doing a great job over there.
She is the number one kid.
She's grinding.
By far.
Grinding it.
By far. I kind of feel like I used to be the number one kid, but not anymore. I've been
giving up that title.
Yeah. Yeah, and I probably wasn't, but I like to think that I was.
Now are your baseball cards still there?
No, I have them at the house. And
do you have anything in your old closet? The one downstairs, not the one upstairs, because when you got older, you moved downstairs to your addition.
Yeah, I had a few things in there, but you'd be surprised, not much. The one thing I did have, though, I'll show you when I get my hands on them. I had forgotten from my old spring training trips. I had blown up like big pictures, poster size of Cal Ripken. I had one of Nolan Ryan, and I had them in my room, and you know, in college and when I was in my 20s, and I totally forgot I had them. You know, I was just a young photographer, and I was kind of proud of the pictures, and I blew them up poster size, and I had a few others. And they were in the closet. I had no idea. And she says, "Can I throw these away?" And I went, "No." And you know, I'll probably just put them in a closet here.
Right.
But I don't want her to throw them away. They just remind me of an era. I don't know. It's weird. Oh, I also have the Bo Jackson poster. I didn't know I still had this.
Does he have the bat on his shoulders?
The bat, the shoulder pads. Yeah. And I got it on one of those foam core things. Remember how they used to do that with posters? I don't even know if they still do that.
A thicker poster so it wouldn't bend and everything.
Yeah, like on a foam core. And usually the corners get all jammed up and it looks kind of hurting. But when the corners
are
sharp.
You're never going to do anything with that.
Maybe I'll put it in my workout room.
Yeah, you could put it in your workout room.
Yeah, I might put it because I do have some
Your kids
some
are going to be
space.
Like, who's that guy?
Yeah, well, I need to learn him.
Yeah, you need to coach him up on Bo Jackson.
Because Bo is iconic.
They got no idea how good that guy was.
Yeah, they don't really know. So, yeah. Cleaning the house. Then I told my sister, next move is come over here. Help us clean up over here because we got a lot of junk here, too. It's amazing. I mean, Jason was talking about how many years you've been in your house now, Jason? 17?
06. No. Yeah, so 15.
15, yeah. So we've been in
April
ours about 16.
April will be 15 years.
See, you know one thing that I don't do that a lot of people do, and I'm just like looking at EB's background. I don't hold on to books. So if I read a book, it's done. I've heard somebody say this about books. Books are trophies. And some people keep trophies. I don't need to keep trophies.
I like
read
books,
a book,
bookshelves,
it's gone.
Though. My problem is that I have way more than the bookshelves. So I have some in my bedroom next to my end table on the floor.
But why keep them?
They kind of – some of them I like. You know, some of the – all these books I put up here are classics.
I know, they're but like, are you going to reread them?
No, but they are like trophies. And I did read them, and they're – they're awesome. Some of them are like golf instruction books, like my Ben Hogan
I understand
book.
That, but I don't know. I just don't agree with the purpose of keeping them. If you're not going to
read you're right.
Them,
they're like trophies. They're like things you display, you know. I mean, none of my books are like philosophical or anything. They're not anybody a real learned man would read. My books are like Raw Recruits, Jordan Rules.
Right.
You know what I mean?
I didn't expect to see Aristotle.
Coach's Life. I do have Feinstein's, a season on the Break. I have all of Feinstein's books, but they're over there. But I said, you know what? He and I get into it so much, I'm going to promote only one of his books.
Yeah, you do.
Promote,
you, like, all the
time. You think there's a listener?
Can't
can
really
see
tell,
those guys?
But I'm not going to sit there and put all his books up there.
I'm going to give him any extra shine.
Yeah, I'm not giving him any extra. Oh, he gets one book.
No right, extra promos for Feinstein, right?
Yeah. We should mention it is an open line Thursday. Your chance to steer the show. You can jump in on the AAA Always On Call listener lines at 800-636-1067. You can text the fan. Same number on the Thompson Creek Windows text machine.
It's up.
Standard message and data charges may apply. And you can always tweet us at Junks Radio. On the program today, we'll connect with Lindsay Zarniak. She's going to be on at 7:40. She's got a new podcast called The Athlete and the Artist. Alan May, Caps analyst for NBC Sports Washington.
He's going to pick a score. Close his eyes.
20. And Mike Rizzo's return. Yep. We'll talk to the GM of the Washington Nationals. As of course, spring training is underway. That's all right here on the Junkies.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found. That project manager I could never seem to hire? And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back. Chucky's on 106.7 The Fan. We are live on NBC Sports Washington. If you want to jump on, 800-636-1067. It is an Open Line Thursday here on the Junkies. Your chance to steer the show. Open Line Thursday, presented by Window Nation. Search for new windows and doors. Search windownation.com. Their windows are measured to fit the first time and installed by experts to last. Window Nation for your home. Because it's where you live. You can also tweet us. Edward tweets us a question, said he can't call in, but I'd like to ask, how many games do you think the Nationals will win this year?
No idea. I mean,
I threw a dart and I said 88.
Yeah,
I think they're going to be better.
I think their win total on some of these sites are, I haven't checked FanDuel. I'm not sure if they're offering that yet. Could be wrong. But it's around 85.5. Let me see.
I'll take the over. We know that they have a much better bullpen. They keep adding depth to the bullpen.
Oh, here it is. All right, team win totals on FanDuel. Okay, and of course, download that FanDuel app, right, Mr. Bickle? They got them at 84. All right, team must play 159-plus games.
The start? Did they add a starter? I can't remember.
John Lester.
John Lester, right, but he's towards the end, right? Isn't he?
Oh, yeah.
He'll start a bunch of games.
He'll start a bunch of games, sure. But.
So we'll talk to Rizzo about it at 9, but, you know, they had Josh Bell and Schwarber. They added some big bats, and then they've really boosted that bullpen. So got to believe they're better. And Strasburg, at least to start the season,
is healthy. There are questions. I mean, they want to see how Strasburg is. They want to see how Max is. You know, because you're really starting to wonder what kind of decline are we going to see in Max. Is it going to be a precipitous, or is it going to just be a little slow decline, you know, every year? So I think all that will be interesting.
Well, look, you've got – now, last year was obviously tough to compare to any year, but, you know, Soto and Turner were awesome. And Turner were awesome last year.
Yeah.
But, you know, Keboom struggled, so they're counting on him at third.
Supposedly he did a lot of work on it with his bat, and he feels like real comfortable.
Good.
So that's good.
Well, we heard that, too, in the last offseason. But they're counting on him. And then Starlin Castro was hurt for most of the year last year, so they're relying
really
on him at second,
him.
Right? Yeah. And then you mentioned the guys they brought in. So who knows?
I think they'll be better, but we'll talk to Mike Rizzo at 9. You don't want to miss that. Hey, before we get to the sports page, I need to mention, I was sleeping on this show for weeks, and Cakes was hyping it up. And I am definitely hooked.
Oh, I know what it is.
You got a new show.
You have to have Showtime, but Your Honor is
Your
so
Honor.
Good.
It is very good.
It is so good.
Yeah.
I finally gave it a watch, I can't remember, just a few days ago, and the first episode just completely sucks you in. It's a 10-episode arc about Bryan Cranston plays a judge, and he ends up being in this shady world because his son is he's not a criminal or anything, but he's a kid that has asthma. And as he's driving one day, he drops his inhaler, which he needs, and he starts reaching for the inhaler, and he runs over somebody in on a motorcycle. And he starts having kind of a panic attack, and he ends up leaving the scene of the crime. Hmm. And the kid ends up dying, and the kid ends up being like the son of like a mob boss.
Right. A New Orleans biggest like crime kingpin.
And so his father at first is going to turn him in. And then when he sees that it's a mob boss, he ends up starting to cover it up. So it's all about a cover up, and the mob boss doesn't even know who killed his son. He thinks it's another gang.
Great.
It's really good.
It's very well done.
The mob boss is played by the same guy who was in Boardwalk Empire.
Correct.
Who made more than 20 bets a day.
He definitely made more than 20 bets per day.
Yeah. My wife watched it. So my wife loved it. Okay, my wife loved it. I talked to someone else, I can't remember who it was, who said that they loved it up until the ending.
All right, I'm only 3 episodes in.
Okay, all right, so you haven't seen it.
Because each episode's an hour, so you got to commit, you know, good time.
It's a serious commitment.
Yeah. But I had I hadn't watched them, so I watched like the first 2 episodes over the weekend, and then I watched episode 3 last night, and I wanted to watch episode 4, but it was already like 10:45 at night.
Yeah, at some point you got to shut it down, have some discipline.
Have you watched the whole 10 episode arc, Cakes?
I've actually paused at I think 7 because of my Breaking Bad obsession. Apparently, all I do is digest Bryan Cranston.
That's all you do. You
material
love watching Bryan Cranston
at this point. Yeah,
you watch all Seinfeld episodes with him on too.
He was on Seinfeld. I had no clue.
Yes, he was on Seinfeld.
Was he like a recurring character, or did he have like a one-off?
I don't know how
many
episodes he did, but I think he was. I would guess he was on a handful of episodes.
Yes. Did not know that.
It was Dr. Whatley.
Dr. Fez Whatley?
Dr. Whatley?
Yeah. I don't know.
I did not know that.
Yeah.
Dude, looks like I have Showtime. I'm looking at it right now.
There you go, dude. You'd love it, EB. I mean, it's not necessarily a courtroom doc, but there are some courtroom scenes.
Oh, a lot of courtroom scenes. If you like courtroom dramas, this is a show that you would like.
Sounds like a classic.
I'm going to watch it.
Sounds like it's right up my alley.
I am going to watch it because I hear many good things about it, except for my one buddy said the ending was very disappointing. But
well, that's going to be tilting.
Well, it could be. That's eyes of the beholder. I mean, you may love the ending. He just didn't.
But a lot of people said that about The Undoing, too. Now, you skipped, like, the first 4 or 5 episodes of The Undoing and just
watched 5 and 6.
1 or 2.
Which one was The Undoing again? I know I saw
that Hugh Grant.
Hugh Grant.
Oh, yeah, yeah. That was a little bit disappointing, the ending. You were thinking it could be a little bit more of a twist.
Yeah.
Right.
And it wasn't quite the twist.
It just turned out Hugh Grant was a killer.
Yeah.
Spoiler alert.
Sociopath.
Well, come on. That one's been out for a while. But the other one, worst one was Murder on Middle Beach or whatever. Where I'm just going to say it, you watch the whole thing, and there's no resolution.
Or Valdez, what was the one in the Cecil Hotel?
Oh, Cecil Hotel, it stinks.
Yeah.
Because of
that. Cecil Cooper Hotel.
Yeah.
Hey, I need to say something, too, because it's local. These Discovery Plus people suckered me in, and so I bought the Discovery Plus, you know, for $7 a month. And I watched – the only reason why I did it is I wanted to watch the new Naked and Afraid episodes. They've uploaded no new ones. There's only 3 there. I'm canceling. The little teaser to get me in, it's done.
Initially it worked, though.
Okay, they got my $6 or $7, but I'm not doing it every month. If that was just the only teaser, give you 3 new ones and that's it, I'm out.
Done.
You need more content.
Yeah.
Well, they don't put it. I don't think any of their new products on there.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to cancel today. There's no reason for it.
Also, they're not local. They moved.
Okay. I'm out. I'm out. Mm-hmm. I'm out.
I thought the show that JP was going to talk about was Clarice Valdez. Are we at episode 3 yet, or are we still at episode 2?
I only saw the first one. I haven't watched episode 2 yet.
Ah. Okay.
I'm psyched for it, though.
Episode 2 is pretty good. It's pretty good.
Is each episode a different mystery that she's unraveling, or is there one larger theme that's going to go throughout the season?
I think there's a larger overarching theme, but episode 2 was a little bit of a departure. So my honest answer is Not 100% sure.
Don't know. Yeah. I just was wondering if they're doing it like a CSI. Like CSI, generally, you could just drop in on one episode.
Yeah.
And there's going to be a mystery at the beginning. And by the end of the hour, they're going to solve that mystery.
Yeah, by the way, wiki it.
I got to thank John Herman, the chief legal officer at Novavax. He sent over a bunch of gear. I have it for all you guys. I mean, I don't know when I'll ever see it.
Send over vaccines?
Yeah, no vaccines in there. Just
syringes
the,
in there?
Just the jackets. There's some jackets. There's golf shirts. All kinds of stuff. So
stock certificates?
At some point, I have a rack of nice stuff to give you guys, including Valdez and Drabby. So,
very good.
Very nice of them.
That was very nice.
Yeah. So very nice of them. A huge box of stuff yesterday.
Speaking of shows, the next show I want you to watch is Snowfall on FX. And I've been talking about Snowfall for 3 years.
Mm-hmm.
And they started season 4 last night. There was back-to-back episodes. I DVR'd it because it was at 9 and 10 o'clock.
Yeah.
But that's a really good show.
I think I'm going to be the king now. Now I'm going to be the king of watching just old shows that I've slept on for decades. Like, maybe I'll just go back and watch The Wire, Snowfall. You mentioned another silly one, Boardwalk Empire.
Oh, you haven't seen that?
Not really. A few episodes, but I certainly didn't. I didn't dive into that like The Sopranos back in the day.
I'm telling you, Your Honor, what you're watching now on Showtime, it's really, really good. And EB, I think you'd be into it.
Yeah, I think it sounds like something I would like, yeah.
All right, let's open up the Junkie Sports Page. Sports Page brought to you by Impress Technology, an SBA-certified HubZone solution provider and Dell Federal partner.
Well, JP, on your day off yesterday, you can imagine we spent a lot of time on the Tiger Woods car accident.
I'm imagining Tiger and Alex. It was probably a two-theme show.
A lot of Tiger, a lot of Alex. Probably a little bit more Tiger than Alex, but the Sheriff's Department chief, Alex Villanueva, he gave that press conference the day of the accident. Well, he also gave a little presser to update the media yesterday. And they did conclude that it was purely an accident that Tiger was...
Did a drug recognition expert respond to the Woods crash scene or hospital? No, they did not. The deputy on scene assessed the condition of Tiger Woods, and there was no evidence of any impairment whatsoever. He was lucid, no odor of alcohol, no evidence of any medication, narcotics, or anything like that that would bring that into question. So that was not a concern at the time. So therefore... Obviously, no field sobriety test and no DRE, drug recognition expert, needed to respond to do any further assessment of that. This is what it is, an accident.
So he said he was not drunk. They can throw that one out. It was purely an accident.
I don't think any of us thought he was drunk.
Yeah, I didn't think he was drunk. I just thought that
he
might be impaired from
Maybe some medication. And a lot of people are very upset with us as speculating. And I'm sorry.
We weren't the only ones who speculated that.
No, for sure.
We took all sides of it. Because, I mean, while you guys watched like the video and thought that maybe he was impaired on Sunday or whatever.
Well, I do think he was on Sunday.
Well, I do think he was. Yeah, for sure. I still think there's warning signs.
We said he could have
been
on his phone or fell asleep.
Could have been on his phone.
Yeah, I mean, we know. Look, one of our dear friends, Crickety, passed away early morning. I think it happens to people, like maybe he fell asleep. We just don't know what happened. He could have been reaching for a cell phone.
You just don't know.
You know, I was talking about the scene from Your Honor, and it's very realistic. A kid who's driving and then is reaching over for an inhaler, and the next thing he knows, he's hitting somebody in a motorcycle. I mean, you just don't know what happened.
Well, here's the thing. So I think it was TMZ or one of these sites had a driver drive the route, right? And they had a camera in the car, and you see where Tiger went off. It's not that steep. It's not that severe of a turn. He just went straight while the road turned a little bit and over the median, across two lanes, down the hill. I mean, that's a lot. It's not like he overcorrected. I don't see any overcorrection. He just went straight instead of turning. And so it leads me to believe he was on his phone or he fell asleep. And I still have reasons why I think there are other issues that could have been involved. But, I mean, if they decided this, that's great. I hope they're right.
He was on his way to a commercial shoot.
They were doing something with Golf Digest or something.
Golf TV.
I think he was supposed to meet up with Drew Brees and Justin Herbert.
Right.
Yeah. The day before, he was shooting stuff with Spade and Dwayne Wade.
He was driving fast. Like, to me, look, I know when I had a Joe job and I was working for a mortgage company before I went to law school, I've told the story before, I took, you know, EB used to always talk about taking micro naps. I took like a little micro nap as I was approaching a red light. Next thing I know, I bumped into a car ahead of me. Mm-hmm. Luckily, I was only going like 5 or 10 miles an hour.
It's very possible.
But if you just snooze for like 2 seconds, something can happen. I mean,
you're probably watching a late night hoops game.
We had a guy crash into our building when we were in Fairfax.
Well, that one doesn't make sense either.
The sources from the hospital told ESPN that he sustained an injury to his talus bone, which connects the bottom of the lower leg to the top of the foot, and the bone is a pivot point for motion. And the sources said that screws were likely inserted into that area to help it heal, eventually allowing for normal movement. We heard that there were open wounds, so the bones came out of the skin on the right leg. I think it was the right leg, lower right leg. So, you know, I was thinking about this yesterday when I was reading a lot of this. When he's 70, if he's alive, he is going to walk around the house like Shrek. I mean, he's had so many injuries, so many surgeries. When he gets to be older, I don't care how good of an athlete he is, he's going to have so much, like, pain in his joints and his muscles and his bones. It's going to be really bad.
He'll be shuffling around, no doubt. I mean, between the back injuries and now with these very serious leg injuries, it's going to be tough for him.
Yeah.
The
only thing I'd say about that is, and this is just from what I've heard, is a lot of the replacement surgeries, people rave about it. So if he ends up ultimately having knee replacement or hip replacement, I don't know anything about the back. I don't know that you could do a back replacement, but some of those things can alleviate the joint pressure.
Yeah, but when you have rods
and
pins.
It's a pain in the ass at first.
Yeah, but when you have rods and pins and those kinds of things, and you know,
normal
a lot of
people,
times those things are removed.
Normal people don't have 10 surgeries.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm on 7.
Right. Well, you're not normal.
you're
going to walk around like Shrek, too.
But you already do.
But, I think I'm still at Zippy.
Clean, are you?
I have a clean ledger over here.
Good for you.
Sized.
No, I listen, I'm very glad that this is what they found. I know a lot of people want us to apologize for speculating. I'm not going to apologize for speculating. We had reasons.
I'll say I was wrong, but I can speculate.
I'm going to say I wish they did do the toxicology, though. I really do. Because it might have contributed to him falling asleep or something. Who knows?
He hasn't spoken about it, right? I know he released a statement.
Publicly.
I mean, a lot of times people don't remember when they have a crash.
Yeah,
like
I don't.
That.
Yeah.
I mean, you also don't feel like talking when you've been in a hospital bed for the past like 72 plus hours.
I don't think we're going to hear from him for a while.
It's the last thing we want to do.
And it's the first thing I said. I'm just glad he's okay. You know, glad he's alive. And, you know, I think Tiger will make a go of it, but if he doesn't, he doesn't. I think he likes a challenge, and I think he likes to play golf, so I think he'll try to figure out a way. But who knows?
The thing is, we never know. He's 45. By the time we see him play, he's not going to play this year. You know, he'll be 46, you know, closer to 47. As you get older and these injuries are compounding, it's just going to be tougher and tougher.
At 46, that's when Jack won his last major, right? So he can make a run at 46 like Jack.
Right.
You know, we'll see. Listen, I know this. I'm not betting against the guy. I'll never bet against him. Just can't.
But like you said, we're just happy he's alive.
I'm super happy he's alive. I'm super happy that it appears that, you know, it's just a terrible accident. But I still have my questions, to be honest with you.
I got questions, too. I don't understand it.
I don't understand.
And also, when we had Kevin Schaefer on yesterday, he was telling us that there's no way that car rolled off the road. Mm-hmm. Every report I'm reading says there were multiple rolls.
Mm-hmm. Well, they're saying it is – maybe Kevin's not aware of that vehicle. That vehicle is particularly safe and has some ridiculous safety record and crumple zones and all this stuff. So who knows? Could be.
And I had another buddy who texted me and said if it rolled, the sunroof would have crashed or broken.
Mm-hmm.
Kevin mentioned that too.
But every report I read says that it rolled.
Well, remember this about reporters. They all just regurgitate the same thing over and over and over. So they're all just regurgitating whatever one person said. When hopefully
Alex Villanueva.
Let's hope he's right.
Yeah.
By the way, sunroof, I believe, is the most overrated feature in cars. You guys ever use your sunroof?
Very rarely.
No. I use it a little bit because my kids don't like when the windows are down, and sometimes I'm hot. So the compromise is I pop the sunroof and just let a little air in.
Gotcha.
But I like fresh air when I'm driving, even when it's cold. I like
fresh
air.
If a sunroof adds another nickel to the cost of the car, leave it out. Just give me the hard top because I don't need it.
I'm with you, Kicks.
Hey, Kicks, okay, real quick. You got the Wizards Nuggets tonight, 9 o'clock. All right, so they're back in action. And then I think the line's about 7. And Caps play the Pens tonight at 7.
Double play.
And then College Hoops conference tournaments start today, or actually tonight. The Horizon League, if you like to throw a little cash on the mid-major conferences like I do, and you like Detroit Mercy over Robert Morris, then get on your FanDuel app and place some wagers because conference tournaments officially start tonight.
I would personally get on the BetMGM app, but that's me. I understand everybody's territorial. I get it.
All right, got to take a break. Phone number's 800-636-1067. Remember, we got Lindsey Zarniak joining the show at 7:40. Alan May to talk some Caps at 8:20. And at 9 o'clock, Mike Rizzo, GM of the Nationals, here on the Junkies.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Welcome back. Junkies on 106.7 The Fan. We are live on NBC Sports Washington. I was going to put up the Junkies poll of the day brought to you by Van Meter Homes. I haven't put it up there yet, but my question was based on what Jason was talking about, the D.C. double play. So the poll will be, will both teams win, Wizards and Caps? Will one of the teams win, or will neither win tonight? Caps have the Pens again, right?
Yep.
Yeah, they've had a hard time with the Pens, 1-1-3 in the 5 matchups so far.
And the Wizards getting take on the Nuggets, who they beat recently. Nuggets are kind of having a disappointing year, despite the fact that Jokic is an MVP candidate.
Mm-hmm. And Jamal Murray had 50 the other night. I don't know, maybe that was 2 games ago. So, yeah, but you're right. Their record isn't as good as what they thought it would be after about 30 games.
Did you see the amazing thing about Jamal Murray's 50?
No.
Yeah, well, he's 21 for 25. From
he didn't
four.
Shoot one free throw.
Right. Mm. Well, listen to that. He was 21 for 25. And it's not like they were all layups and dunks. I mean, he was taking
jumpers.
Yeah. That's just one of those nights where you're just completely in a zone for 48
minutes. Well, I tell you, that's one thing.
Minutes.
I think it's been underappreciated, and I've tried to mention it a few times, but if you look at Bradley Beal's free throw attempts and free throws made, that's been a big difference in his scoring output. Because remember, it was just about 4 years ago or so where he was going to the line like 3.5, four times a game, sometimes less. And, now he's a complete player. You know, I think it's a big reason why he's leading the league in scoring. Is he still leading by 2 or 3 points?
Have to check. Because I know the gap is going to close. His assists are also up.
Yeah.
You know, he's averaging almost 5 assists per game.
He is averaging 32.7, and Curry is next at 30 flat.
But I think he's averaging close to 8 or 9 free throws a game, whereas before it was like only like 3 years ago, it was like 4,
yep,
something like that.
Yeah, I mean, you look at 27, 2018, he averaged 4.5 free throws per game, and he's up to 8 the last 2 seasons.
Yeah.
So he's definitely taking the ball to the basket. Now, I'd also say his shot attempts are up.
Yeah, you know, for sure.
When he was playing alongside John Wall, he wasn't the man necessarily, and he was always in kind of that 17, 18, 19 shot attempts. He's taking 24 shots per game now.
But so that's who do they want. Have next?
They have the Nuggets tonight.
Nuggets tonight.
So you got the Caps, Pens tonight, and then the Wiz Nugs. So I'll get that up during the next commercial break. That's our Junkies poll of the day, brought to you by Van Meter Homes.
Yesterday's poll was a landslide, by the way. We asked, will Alex Smith be on the Washington football team roster in 2021?
Like 80-20?
I think 91% or higher said, right, nope, not going to happen.
Right.
Well, why don't they just cut the cord already?
I don't know. They have a plan. They clearly have a plan, but the plan right now is to keep him on the roster.
I don't know. I don't. Again, the salary cap rules are so weird. There are certain dates where maybe you take more of a hit than other times.
Right.
You know, I don't know those details.
That's for Marty and all the bean counters in the front office to know. They know it.
What if? I have no idea. But what if he decided, you know what, my wife just wants me to shut it down. I already proved I could come back. The Lurch theory. Would it still count against the cap? Maybe they're hoping and praying he just retires, and then they get more relief. You know, I have no idea.
They can hope and pray, but I think just out of spite, he would not retire if it's going to help the Washington football team.
I think he still wants to play.
Sure.
100%. I don't think that's going to happen.
That article did take me by surprise.
The bitterness?
Well, because Ron Rivera painted this picture. Remember when they started talking about who the quarterback was going to be when Ron took over, and it was weird because there wasn't training camp and it was a different year, but he kept kind of throwing in Alex Smith like he was the one keeping the Alex Smith thing alive.
Mm-hmm.
Well, didn't know that he was doing that because, kicking and screaming
because
and
begrudgingly. He knew it was going to be something that was going to dog him throughout the season. He knew. He saw the writing on the wall. He realized what was happening.
And I may be wrong, and I'd probably look at it differently now knowing what Alex has said to GQ Magazine. But every time we saw Ron, because I remember us having this and these conversations and Jason saying, oh, there's no way Alex Smith is coming back and he won't see the field. And I kept saying, well, Ron Rivera is keeping it like a possibility. Maybe he actually is going
to
come back.
I thought it was shenanigans, too. I thought it was just him just talking to be diplomatic. I didn't think
nice.
There was any way that Alex Smith was going to make the comeback that he did. And I think most people are probably in that camp.
Meanwhile, he felt totally unwanted. So, yeah, you never know what's going on behind the scenes. It's just so unlike him to publicly air grievances that it shows you, man, he must really have been pissed off.
Right.
Something
right.
tweaked him. You know,
this,
there was no hint of this.
We've been talking about free agency coming up. It's getting close now. We're about 2.5 weeks away.
Well, yeah. I think what we'll find is going after a receiver and probably some veteran quarterback, I suppose. Who that's going to be, I have no idea. What's Jameis' deal? Is Jameis under contract with the Saints?
He's a free agent.
He's a free agent.
He only signed a 1-year deal with the Saints.
But you also might get them going after somebody that might surprise you, like a Levante David. You know,
okay.
We don't know who the Marty's get sized for.
It's true.
Yep.
It's going to be very interesting.
It is interesting that the Buccaneers, because they have Shaquille Barrett and Levante David, two of their key defensive players up for free agency, that the Buccaneers are trying to free up some room by extending Tom Brady.
Wow. Yeah. Well, that's the thing. You can always find a way to pull some shenanigans on the cap stuff.
Yeah.
Heck, I think even the Chiefs are way over the cap right now, I think. And they might even do something with Mahomes.
I hope so. They gave Mahomes $500 million. They got to be over the cap.
Yeah, I think they might be over the cap too. So,
but there are some teams that are struggling in that situation, in that sitch. Yeah. You know, like the Eagles. I can't remember who else. The Saints. There's a few teams that are going to have to make some serious cuts just to get back under the cap.
But also, if you're the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, you just won the Super Bowl with Tom Brady. If you didn't know his age, like if people said he was 30, you'd want to extend him anyway because he had a great season. He was one of the better quarterbacks during the regular season. He just led you to a Super Bowl. The only thing that's really keeping you from extending him is you do know his age and you think that eventually he's going to decline. But if you didn't know and you just judged him on his play, you'd want to lock him up.
Yeah, but I mean, at some point he's going to slow down. He's going to play. Is he going to play till he's 50 years old?
Maybe.
He's going to play till he's 47. Maybe. He's going to be George Blanda. I know it's a very dated reference.
I could see 47, 50. No, I can't see that.
You just have to take it year by year. I mean, they were writing him off a year ago. It's the same thing they were doing with Big Ben. And, you know, we talked to the guy, it was Starkey or whatever, from Pittsburgh. Ben's numbers were pretty solid. He didn't have big yardage numbers, but 33-10 touchdown interception ratio is pretty solid. People are trying to write him off. If he has a big year, he might play another 2 years. Who knows?
Did you guys talk to Hutch too?
It wasn't Starkey.
Starsky and
Hutch.
It was Starkey.
Yeah.
we're full of old references today.
Well, yeah, that's what you do when you're
so
50.
Full of them. George Blanda, Starkey, and Hutch.
Hey, Valdez, I sent you a clip of, I want you guys to all look at this during the break, of Tiger's path. And it's a guy who's driving, it's from USA Today, the guy driving the path, and you see where he went off? He went off before it even turned. Like, it wasn't some vicious turn. I mean, it's crazy. It makes no sense.
Golf Channel had some journalist who lives in the area on, and he said that he has no idea how it happened because they're hyping up that hairpin turn.
Yeah.
But that's after, that hairpin turn is after where Tiger crashed.
Go look at this video.
I think he fell asleep. That's my
guess. I think he fell asleep too. And I think he fell asleep because he was on a friggin' bender.
He was up late the night before.
I think he was hanging out, having a good time
isn't
with
he
his
famous
buddies.
For not sleeping much anyway. Like I remember,
he
reading,
like to sleep.
You guys know 100 times more things about Tiger Woods, but didn't he? You know, when he was like doing all that crazy workouts and stuff, wasn't he one of these 4-hour night guys?
Yeah, he's a guy who doesn't sleep that much.
He's
a
John
hard time
Gruden
sleeping.
Of the golf scene.
That's why he was taking the Ambien. And all that. I wouldn't be surprised if he just took Ambien just because he needed a little sleep, and that could have made him groggy.
I mean, I'm looking at the path. They're talking about how the road is steep and curvy. And,
right. Okay, there's nothing, Cakes.
It may be in some points, the point where his vehicle left the roadway looks pretty
EB's
straight.
EB's house is on a street that's 100 times steeper than that.
Definitely is.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, he just went off on a flat. He just went across the median.
All right, so what that just tells you he must have dozed off.
Because
he.
Or,
he,
I mean, maybe
we'll,
on
I guess
his
we'll
phone,
find out
but
more.
At some point you would correct off of
on
that.
On his phone saying, I'm running late, tell Drew Brees.
Yeah, but
it
just
Justin
takes one
Herbert
bump and you gather yourself.
No, Eric. That's
not if you're going that fast, bro.
If you're going fast, this happens all the time.
Yeah, if you're driving 70.
You're looking at your phone.
Yeah, we had someone crash into our studio because he was
Well, we
idiot.
Don't know if he was on his phone. He could. Who knows what happened? We still don't know what that one
Eric,
either.
Why are you going so hard wanting to be proven correct that he had something in his body?
You actually want him to be messed up.
I know, but you keep saying he only fell asleep because he went on a bender or something.
I mean, it's my theory, dude. I've seen the guy the last few weeks. I have questions.
All right, got to take a break. If you want to chime
and that
in, it is open lines Thursday,
800-636-1067.
Remember, Lindsay Zarniak joins us at 740 here on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.